As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, September the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Robertson. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you always. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in toll for at 512-904-8014. To join us live on air, you can also, I think it's option number two there, take Oracle Broadcasting with you on your mobile device. And from around America to around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host, bvlhost, at centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio this morning, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast today at 866-841-1065. And of course, your calls are welcome. Gold is volatile in the $990 range. Thought we wouldn't be saying that again for a while, but we're there. Crude oil glut, Iran scoffs sanctions. We'll look at who is William Beveridge, a little bit about John Maynard Keynes. Go back and revisit our man's role in changing the face of the earth. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday morning, September the 4th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off yesterday's very high closing, off $7.30, trading, however, at $990.40. Not bad at all. Silver losing 5 cents, but way above 16, at $16.07. Well, every penny counts, you know. But 16 bucks, folks. Silver at $16.07. Platinum losing $2, trading at $1,249. Palladium flat on the morning trade so far at $290 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, nice spread happening here, $986.20 for a low, $994.30 for a high. At $990.40, your gold's running just about $186.50 above where it was a year ago for a 23.17% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London don't know what to do. So they set it at $987.25, perhaps hoping to draw down the gold price today. I don't know whether they'll be able to do it. Gold is in a rather bullish mode, and the gold bugs are ready to see gold cross the $1,000 mark. Maybe that'll happen while the G20 meeting is in summit or is in progress. Anyway, continuing along here in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closing up yesterday 64 points at 9,345. Pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yes, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. There's always one big solution, folks, and that's getting off our duffies and getting really serious inside of this political matrix. If we don't basically disestablish the established two-party political system in a New York minute, we're going to be tubed, I guarantee it. Anyway, let's go back in and close out these market reports for today. We're going to talk about the market news a little bit, and then we'll go into other news. But back again, once again, I'm checking here kind of distractedly at the chart. There's lots of volatility on the www.kitco.com charts today on gold. There's a big, strong move doing everything they can do to knock it down in the 985 range thereabouts. They'd like to see it match up and or come below what the boys in London set it at. Absolutely nothing but resistance to that $1,000 level. They don't want to admit that their system is broken irreparably and cannot be fixed by creating funny money and casting it into circulation. Nevertheless, once again, gold was trading at 990.40. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, off $7 supposedly here. I mixed up numbers all over the place. You know, there wasn't even a word, not even a word that I could find anywhere in the new news, you know, the controlled news, the faux news, any place about this strong move up, the surge up in gold prices. It's as if it didn't happen. You know, they don't like to talk about gold on the in the local newspapers. Nevertheless, Gold again, 990.40. It's down a little bit below that now. Where it'll close today, only time will tell. I'm going continuing along here. We found the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 64 points yesterday, closing out at 9,345. The NASDAQ up 16 at 1,983. The S&P up 8 at 1,003. So there's little moves up all over the place over there. More interestingly, though, gold or crude oil is went up about 15 cents, trading at $68.11 a barrel. There's a lot of attention being pointed towards crude oil right now, especially, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But crude at $68.11, up 15 cents a barrel in morning trading. The U.S. dollar index off another 8 basis points, trading at $78.37. Some of the analysts and prognosticators are looking at a 71.18, I think it is, in October for the U.S. dollar index. If it goes to there, it'll be amazing, but certainly will vouchsafe for the accuracy of some of the predictors. Nevertheless, continuing along here, the foreign exchange rates, Canadian dollar moving up 55 basis points in morning trading, trading at 91 cents U.S., the Mexican peso up off 7 basis points, still at 7 cents. The exchange there is 13.5450, so it's very firmly set at 7 cents again. Has been at 8 cents for a while, most of the summer. The euro, losing 21 basis points, trades at $1.42 U.S. If you want to get into the British pound today, you can do it for $1.63. It's moving up 2 basis points. The Swiss franc, losing 43 basis points, still yet trading at 94 cents U.S. in the bond market. The treasuries, the bonds, the yield on the two-year at 0.90%, unchanged from the day before. The 10-year at 3.35, that's kind of your benchmark. And the 30-year in the yield is at 4.18%. That's not particularly good returns on your investment. And it has the Japanese concerned. We'll talk about that in a moment. The mortgage market, 15-year mortgages, continuing its slide down. The residential and real estate mortgages continue to move down. However, it's harder and harder to get a mortgage. So anyway, the 15-year is at 4.68%. A month ago, it was at 4.75. The 30-year is at 5.21. A month ago, it was at 5.35, so that's the market report. Let's continue on a little bit, though. I want to talk about this crude oil. Here's an article off Bloomberg, Mark Shank, brief article. It's titled, Crude Oil is on a Slippery Slope Towards $60. See, crude today is at $68.11 right now. September the 4th, Bloomberg, crude oil is on a slippery slope after failing to break through resistance and is set to test the 60.43 cents a barrel, according to technical analysis by R. Eierbach Grayson, a brokerage in New York. $60 a barrel oil again. The failure of October oil futures to breach 75.27, the June 11th high, has made crude vulnerable to significant decline. Well, that's not the only thing that's making it vulnerable to significant decline. The market forces are working on this as well. According to Richard Ross, a technical analyst at Eierbach Grayson, futures dropped more than $7 since touching $75 a barrel in August. And if you remember, early in the summer, there were lots of these, again, prognosticators, the experts who say we're talking about crude oil going into the $90 range by October. We're not going to see that, unfortunately. The failure of the 50-day and the 200-day moving averages to cross is another indication that prices may fall, Ross said. The contract dropped below the 50-day moving average on August the 31st, Of course, if you're not charting things and getting involved in all of that, then these moving averages will mean little to you. Nevertheless, oil fell below the 200-day exponential moving average on September the 1st. An additional bearish factor is the divergence between prices and the relative strength index. According to Ross, the RSI measures how rapidly prices advanced or dropped in a specific period. The weakness in the RSI is actually confirming the recent pullback in the price of crude and is an indication that prices may in fact have further to fall. Ross said, quote, the lack of an oversold reading or 30 or less reinforces my belief that support may not hold in here. Well, what's all of this nonsense about? The real story in all of this is that all across the world, all around the world, the major oil tanker companies, the transporters, are championing to raise the rates on transporting crude. They're losing their shorts, if you will, probably not really, but not making as much as they'd like to. And at the same time, as a floating storage tank, tankers are staged all around, apparently, the world, the globe, full of oil. And it's like getting all dressed up and having no place to go. People aren't buying the crude. They're not buying the line. People don't have the money to get involved with that. They get millions and millions of people all around the world, not just the United States, are out of work, all dressed up, no place to go. They don't need to go anyplace, so they're not filling up their tank. As a result, many of the refineries all around the world are shutting down. They're shutting down for weeks at a time. Some are shutting down for months. There's lengthy stories on the web this morning on that regard. And so we're seeing a substantial pullback in the refining of oil. Of course, Iran, thumbing its nose at Woolsey and other people that are trying, the U.S. that are trying to impose sanctions if Iran continues to move forward on its nuclear development programming, thumbing their nose at sanctions. Iran is looking at becoming more self-sufficient. Of course, they should really say self-reliant, but self-sufficient on the production of oil. They're one of the largest holders of oil on the planet, and they need to have a few more refineries in action. So do we here in the United States, but there's a lot of action going on in the oil today. We'll be back on the other side of this brief commercial intermission.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
However you found us, we are glad that you discovered the Oracle Broadcasting Network. With your continued support, we are able to provide a voice for new personalities and perspectives that need to be heard. Oracle Broadcasting's weekday lineup includes power-packed shows like Mike Chambers Live, Become Vocal Local with Will Roberts, The Animal Farm Radio Show, Action Radio, Alex Answers Outside the Box, and Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers. Oracle Broadcasting's weekend lineup speaks for itself with The Free Zone with Freeman, McAzee's Further Parallel News Radio, Fortnite Country, Michael Herzog, The Armchair Survivalist, Esoteric Action Radio, The Intel Strike Report, just to name a few. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the free archives and all the new promotions and innovations located at OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned once again, and yes, indeed, and in fact, there's a lot of economic news out there to think about today. Of course, the G20 is coming together again, the group of the 20 developed nations or developing nations or most developed nations, or I don't know how you want to look at them. Anyway, they're getting together over in London again. Those boys just can't stay out of England. You know, they've got to go back and sit at the feet of their masters, the Rothschilds. This piece off of Bloomberg as well. U.S. payroll losses slow. Unemployment rises to 9.7%. Bloomberg, September the 4th, the pace of U.S. job losses slowed in August as signs emerged that the recession is ending, while the unemployment rate reached a 26-year high, underscoring threats to consumer spending gains in the recovery. Of course, as we continue to have an escalation of unemployment, there's going to be less consumer spending. Maybe we need to adopt the adage that's out there on the web these days, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Just don't buy any of this garbage. It's being shoved down our throats. If you can cut back and not buy any gasoline for a while, maybe you could send a message to these peak oil fanatics and the climate change fanatics and let them know that we're not buying their line of bull. Yes, there is a glut of oil on the planet. And when we stop using oil, there will be an increasing glut, and it's a renewable glut of oil, because as far as I'm concerned, my research has confirmed that oil is an abiotic thing. It's like the sweat pouring up out of the glands of the earth. Either take advantage of it and use it wisely, or it just pools up. You know, like the La Brea tar pits where all the dinosaurs committed suicide. Remember that story? You taught that in school, remember? Employers cut 216,000 from payrolls. In other words, more men and women out of work. Fewer than forecast, however, after a 276,000 drop in July. That was larger than was previously reported. The Labor Department data showed today in Washington. In other words, they're revising numbers. But the jobless rate jumped to 9.7% from 9.4%. What we're learning, here's a quote, best practices, lessons learned. What we're learning is that the pace of job declines is subsiding, close quote, said David Rosenberg, chief economist at Gluskin Sheff and Associates in Toronto. He said this in an interview with Bloomberg Radio, quote, the economy is no longer detonating, but we're still losing jobs and the unemployment rate is going up. It's going to be a very tough environment for the consumer, close quote. How about the worker, bub? How about stop calling us consumers? Stop dumping the products, all this cheap Chinese plastic crap from the world and the United States of America, looking for us to continue to support this sustainable development programming. Well, we're going to find out more about that in a moment. Rising joblessness underscores Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner's, little Timmy, underscores Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner's judgment that it's, quote, too early, he says, to start exiting from the unprecedented stimulus measures helping stabilize the economy. It's too early to quit spending, I guess is what he's saying. It's too early to start contracting the monetary supply. Continuing along here, in the article, AMR Corp and Whirlpool Corp are among the companies continuing to cut staff to lower costs and revive profits in the aftermath of the deepest recession since the 1930s. Perhaps some of you have heard recently about this four-star, this Energy Star seal of approval that we found written of and spoken of in the H.R. 24 Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, the Climate Change Act, the cap and trade bill. The other day I got a telephone call from a telephone solicitor calling on behalf of the Sears company, offering me a $1,500 rebate if I would get involved in buying these Energy Star appliances for my home or upgrading windows and doors, etc. My house. Had an opportunity to do an educational lesson with that young fellow from wherever he was, and it was a delightful interchange. perhaps instead of hanging up on the marketers, you can just teach the people that call you a thing or two. But again, if it wasn't enough of an insult to have these $4,500 cash bonuses throwing around everywhere, they've already started in with this $1,500 bonus program so that the consumer society in America starts to buy washing machines so that Whirlpool can stay in business. Stock index futures, back to the article, fluctuated after the report, erasing gains immediately after the release, then climbing before pairing that advance. Contracts on the Standard & Poor's 500 index were up 0.2% at 1,003 at 8:57 a.m. in New York. That would have been about 3 minutes before I moved down my figures for today. Treasuries were down with benchmark 10-year notes, we reported on that, yielding 3.36% from 3.35 late yesterday. Revised losses. Revisions subtracted 49,000 from payroll figures previously reported for July and June. The report comes just hours before little Timmy meets in London with the finance ministers and central bankers from the group of 20 emerging and developing nations. Wouldn't that just be too convenient when they're all in one room? Sounds like the gunpowder plot to me. While the G20 gathering will discuss how policymakers plan to exit from their fiscal and monetary stimulus efforts, now isn't the time to start pulling back, Geithner told reporters in Washington this week, quote, we've come a very long way, baby. But I think we have to be realistic. We've got a long ways to go still, close quote. Federal Reserve policymakers waited at least a year after unemployment peaked before raising interest rates in the aftermath of the two previous recessions. So as you can see, yes, indeed, and in fact, we have a long ways to go. Federal Reserve policymakers, again, waited at least a year after unemployment peaked before raising interest rates in the aftermath of the two previous recessions that they created. 6.9 million, the latest numbers brought the total job loss since the recession began in December of 2007 to 6.9 million. I think we've seen larger numbers than that reported right here on this network. The biggest decline in any post-World War II economic slump. Payrolls were forecast to drop 230,000 after a 247,000 decline initially reported for July. You can see where they might be concerned about their cash cow, the American consumer, with these kinds of declines in the news. Job losses peaked at 741,000 in January, the most since 1949. The jobless rate has projected to rise to 9.5%. Forecasts range from 9.3 to 9.8%. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg last month projected the jobless rate will reach 10% by early 2010 and an average 9.8% for all of next year. Not exactly any relief in sight there. However, the article continues, and now we're getting a little bit closer to the chase here, adjusted for part-time employees that would rather have a full-time job, and for discouraged workers that are no longer looking for a job but would take one if it were available, the jobless rate could be known as, called 16.8% in August. 16.8%. That's still a little on the low side. But at least now we're starting to bring in the rest of the story. They can't avoid it. They can only keep a cap on this trading fiasco for so long. A rising jobless rate, stagnant wages, and falling home values signal a lack of consumer spending, which may curb an economic recovery. Oh, yeah. The plot thickens. We'll pick it up right there on the way back after this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse.
Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. We'll take a look a little bit more at this Bloomberg article regarding the factory jobs now. This is a particularly potent article. It had seemed to have a pretty good summary of everything that I found on the market news today. There's a lot out there. There's a lot happening in gold. There's a lot happening in silver. There's a lot happening in other precious metals and rare earths, commodities that lots of demands being made on them to sustain the green movement. Lots of things to think about and all of that, but there are some other very real issues. I hope you've been listening and enjoying the broadcast, learning something from the exchange, if you will, the dialogue between myself and Vicki Davis as we try and dissect the news that she's been bringing to our attention on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I hope you're listening with an open mind to the discussions that I'm having with Daryl Everhart on Wednesdays, trying to bring you different perspectives and more information so that you can round out your knowledge bank and get outside of the box, if you will, that you're oftentimes thrown into on some of the Patriot System networks and alternative media. Certainly, for those that are just new to this inquiry, those that are new to listening to Oracle Broadcasting or my broadcast, this is information that lays down some of the bigger picture. We get beyond the specious left-right controlled party dialogue and start to realize that there are bigger issues driving all of these various and sundry political phenomena. things that you're not going to hear about at your party meetings and things that you're not going to hear about in the nightly news. Factory jobs off Bloomberg again. Today's report showed factory payrolls fell by 63,000 after decreasing 43,000 in the prior month. So it's 106,000 jobs in 2 months. Factory jobs gone. Manufacturing, if you will, the creation of what we might consider true wealth, gone. Economists forecast a drop of 60,000, so we can see there was more than that. The decrease included a loss of 15,000 jobs in auto manufacturing and the parts industry, even in the face of the $4,500 cash per clunker program, which largely was another failure on the part of Timmy Geithner and Barry the Usurper. Announcements of staff reductions continued last month. Whirlpool, the largest appliance maker, said on August the 28th that it will close its Evansville, Indiana manufacturing plant, resulting in the elimination of 1,100 jobs, or 1.6% of the company's workforce. Evansville, Indiana. Watch for the real estate for sale signs to go up all over Evansville, Indiana. Watch for the hairdressers and the cafes and the gas stations to start closing up all around Evansville, Indiana. Watch for the unrest to increase in Evansville as men and women who've been accustomed to working in a manufacturing plant find themselves shiftless, standing on street corners, wondering where to turn next. Financial firms decreased payrolls by 28,000 after a 17,000 loss the prior month. Financial firms. Service industries, which include banks, insurance companies, restaurants, and retailers, subtracted 80,000 workers after falling 154,000 the prior month. Retail payrolls decreased by 9,600 after a 43,200 drop. See, when people are no longer actually bringing wealth, creating wealth, bringing real money into the system, none of the rest of this service industry can endure. You're going to have to get your money from someplace. And Benjamin Bernanke and the others aren't going to be able to solve this problem. American Airlines, Fort Worth, Texas-based American Airlines, a unit of AMR, said this week that it will furlough 228 flight attendants and put 244 more on involuntary leave as part of the 1,600 job cuts it announced in June. American Airlines. Coffee, tea, or me? How about the highway, honey? Government payrolls decreased by 18,000 after falling 28,000 the prior month. If the United States of America could afford to lose a million jobs anyplace, it could afford to lose a million jobs in Washington, D.C., supporting this rogue administrative state. But they did pitch in about 18,000. Wonder if they were just janitors in the corner. Today's report also showed the average work week held at 33.1 hours. What's significant about a 33.1 average hour work week in America? That means they're not full-time employees. No benefits. All the perks gone. No holidays. Vacations. They're all part-timers. Part-timers. The average weekly worked hours worked by production workers remain unchanged from the month before at 39.8. You see, if you're in charge of scheduling and you can schedule all your workers just under 40 hours, they're all considered to be part-time labor. That brought the average weekly earnings up to $617.32 from $615.33, and you do the math. Just multiply 617.32 by 52 weeks per year, and you get an idea of what the annual income is in this country. grotesquely low by comparison to what it has been in the past. We're still going to see some months of job cuts, close quote, said Brian Bethune, chief financial economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts, before the report, quote, there's a whole range of options like adding shifts or hours that companies can put in place until it becomes necessary to hire people back. So they'll try all kinds of tricks with a decreasing number of workers to still make something and yet not hire people back, adding shifts, breaking people up. Well, you can come in and work for 2 hours from 10 o'clock until noon, and then we'd like to have you come back and work the evening hours from 4 until 8. Would that be okay with you? Sure. So you have four trips back and forth to your employer to get 6 hours worth of work in each day. That's going to really help your bottom line, won't it? And you're still a part-time worker. The U.S. recession is bottoming out, and the economy is poised for a slow return. Alcoa Incorporated Chief Executive Officer Klaus Kleinfeld said in a September the 2nd interview, the head of the largest U.S. aluminum producer said government stimulus in the U.S. and China will affect the New York-based company's earnings positively this year. Government stimulus in the U.S. and China. Well, there's your financial news for that. Let's get a little bit more financial news in this hour. The U.S. bond yields may lose appeal in Japan. As I've been stating, this bond dropping, the two-year bond today, the yield at 0.90%, the 10-year, the benchmark, the Treasury, at 3.35%. Well, it's not exactly got the Japanese happy. This article by Wes Goodman, September the 2nd. The two-month gain in Treasuries has pushed yields down to levels investors in Asia may find unattractive. Mitsubishi UFJ Trust and Banking Corp said, citing trading patterns. 10-year Treasuries yield at 2.08 percentage points more than the same maturity securities in Japan, narrowing from this year's high of 2.41 percentage points set last month. The spread has shrunk to the 500-day moving average and will be at the 100-day moving average should it narrow another 4 basis points or 0.04. Here's a quote. The U.S. Treasuries are less attractive, close quote, said Takashi Yamamoto, the chief trader in Singapore at the Mitsubishi UFJ Trust and Banking, part of Japan's biggest bank. Quote, yields are too low, close quote. Benchmark 10-year notes yielded 3.6% in the U.S. and 1.28% in Japan as of yesterday. Those figures will rise to 4% and 1.6% by year end, widening the spread to 2.4 percentage points, Yamamoto said. You can just take all the points and percentages and set them aside. Listen with your clear mind underneath what's going on here. The last time the rate gap was below the 100-day average was on April the 15th when it was 1.33 percentage points. The spread then widened over a six-week period. We're going to find out what they really are saying when we come back from this brief intermission. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, closing out this article off Bloomberg in regards to the U.S. bond deals losing appeal in Japan. A little bit of a technical analysis report for you. And we could go on and on and on with all of the wrenchingly boring financial technical discussions that mean little to very many people, but overall just trying to awaken your mind to these things that are out there that are really influencing the market that we don't discuss very often, largely because it is so blessed boring. But Japan is the second largest foreign holder of the U.S. government securities after China. Talk about China briefly in a moment. According to the U.S. Treasury Department, the two Asian nations hold a combined $1.49 trillion of the $6.78 trillion in marketable U.S. debt. Makes you wonder who holds the rest of it, but they definitely hold a bunch. And if in technical analysis, Japan believes that the yields are too low, and China believe that the yields are too low, they may stop showing up at the window to buy this toxic junk. And when they do that, who's going to buy the debt? You? And me? I'm not going to buy any of it, but some are. Unfortunately. But we'll all find our way around paying for this debt. Especially if the rest of the world turns their back on the United States of America. So there's a lot going on. And remember, the G20 meeting is in progress. Closing that out, moving along into other things. I mentioned in the top of the hour when we opened the broadcast, we talked briefly about William Beveridge today. Very few people know who William Beveridge is. The Baron Beveridge of Tugal, a British economist. He was born in Rangpur, Bengal, India, on March the 5th of 1879, the son of an official of the Indian Civil Service. He was educated in England from Charterhouse, going to Balliol College, Oxford, where he graduated in 1902. Already deeply interested in sociology, remember that's August Comte's little science, his queen of sciences, already deeply interested in sociology, and boy was it a new science at that time, and economics, the Illuminati's, Adam Weishaupt's favorite word, economy, economics. Sociology and economics are a very wicked little combination, but William Beveridge was very interested in all of this, but he was the sub-warden of the Toynbee Hall, Toynbee Hall, London's famous settlement house. Have you followed any of these settlement houses in your research? And gone in and looked at these little hotbeds, like a pulsing socialist hotbeds around the world. Socialism, Fabian Socialists, these settlement houses. There's a bunch of them. But Toynbee Hall in London was famous. He continues here in this article out of the Encyclopedia Americana. When he was appointed a member of the Central, or the Unemployed Body for London, the Central Body for London. In 1908, he joined the staff of the Board of Trade to set up the system of labor exchanges. Labor exchanges. Haven't we been talking about this international migration and development agenda? The Job Bank. All part of this interoperable communications, high-tech infrastructure, real ID, pass ID, RFIDs, all of this stuff that we've been talking about here. Well, here, Beveridge. He joined the staff of the Board of Trade to set up the system of labor exchanges, and during World War I, he organized the rationing system of the Ministry of Food. That's the Ministry of Love, you know. The rationing systems. Kind of like the Joseph Principle. Rationing systems. He was knighted for his services in 1919. He became the director of the London School of Economics and Political Science, a post he continued to hold until 1937 when he returned to Oxford as a master or principal of the university. In addition to fulfilling his duties of this latter appointment until 1945, he served from 1934 until 1944 as chairman of the Unemployed Insurance Statutory Committee. Well, we're talking about some philosophical radicalism now. We're all hooked up with the utilitarians and the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham and James Mill now. Very philosophically radical introduction of the socialist poison that infected the whole world. But here we are, again. Notably, in the 1941 to 1942, again, he was the chairman of the Interdepartmental Committee on Social Insurance and Allied Services, which was created to seek the means to end want and preventable disease in Great Britain. An end to want. And communicable disease. Sounds like who, huh? The World Health Organization and some of these others. The two-volume report of this body, popularly known as the Beveridge Plan, you could look that up, put it in your browser. Beveridge is spelled B-E-V-E-R-I-D-G-E. The Beveridge Plan. The Baron William Henry Beveridge here, and was published at a time when the democracies were awakening to the urgent need for concerted post-war planning. You've heard me talk about Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction, post-war planning here. The scheme propounded in the report was a social security system for all British citizens, regardless of income, quote, from cradle to the grave, close quote. make a note of that on your notepad. We use that from cradle to the grave quotation so often without giving William Beveridge the due for coining the term cradle to grave. Monetary provision was made to cover the needs arising from unemployment, ill health, maternity, widowhood, old age, and death. Through the remaining war years and afterwards, the merits of the Beveridge Plan were fiercely debated in Parliament and outside of it. In 1944, he was elected to the House of Commons as a Liberal for the Berwick-on-Tweed constituency, only to meet defeat the following year at the general election, which swept the Labour Party into office. It's worse, doesn't it? Created a baron in June of 1946, he took his seat in the House of Lords in time to make his maiden speech on the National Insurance Bill, which embodied his comprehensive scheme of Social Security. This measure, for which he had been so largely responsible, was enacted in 1947 and went into effect the next year. Among other activities in the post-war years, he gave strong support to the Crusade for World Government. It's C, capital C, for capital W, World, capital G, Government. His numerous books include Insurance for All, Planning Under Socialism, Pillars of Security, Full Employment in a Free Society, The Price of Peace, An Urgent Message from Germany, and Voluntary Action. That's William Beveridge. Rather interesting fellow. So much of the trouble that we have here in the United States of America can be tracked right straight back to Great Britain, to England. We can't seem to quite separate ourselves from England. We had a, so to speak, quote-unquote, war for independence. But who won that war? Are we independent? Was it all taken back in 1812? Certainly the American Revolution was not the same as the war for independence. The people in the colonies wanted freedom, not liberty. Liberty is basically the legal system. It is basically a collar, and sometimes a choke chain collar, around the neck of freedom, to which you can attach a very short leash. I always like to move further into greater and greater freedom, but some people champion liberty instead. We'll be back on the other side and continue this discussion in the second hour. Stay with us.
However you found us, we are glad that you discovered the Oracle Broadcasting Network. With your continued support, we are able to provide a voice for new personalities and perspectives that need to be heard. Oracle Broadcasting's weekday lineup includes power-packed shows like Mike Chambers Live, Become Vocal Local with Will Roberts, The Animal Farm Radio Show, Action Radio, Alex Andrews Outside the Box, and Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers. Oracle Broadcasting's weekend lineup speaks for itself with The Free Zone with Freeman, McAzee's Further Parallel News Radio, Cordite Country, Michael Herzog, The Armchair Survivalist, Esoteric Action Radio, The Intel Strike Report, just to name a few. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the free archives and all the new promotions and innovations located at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we covered a little bit of the financial news that's out there today, driving home a few vitally important points, I hope, waking your minds up to some of the things that are happening. Right now in the gold market, there's a tremendous amount of volatility in the marketplace, and if you go to such sites as Kitco.com or any of your favorite sites, you'll find that the chart is very genuine today. There's many hands in the marketplace. There's a lot of activity between the 880 and the 990 range, lots of buys and sells being made. There's a war going on as this broadcast ensues to set the price of gold for today. So there are many hands in the market. We're not just seeing these waterfall drops or climbs where one major hand, someone of the exchange-traded funds, comes in and makes big buys. No, there's lots of hands in the market today. Look at the charts. Very interesting. But as we went into the top of the hour break and come into this first segment of our second hours of today's two-hour broadcast, I was touching on some of this fertile soil in the discussion of just what is liberty. What do we know about liberty? I'm enjoying my reread of John Stuart Mill's On Liberty, which some feel is the best work on the topic. Over the last week and last weekend, I've been enjoying these broadcasts that we do on a daily basis, Tuesday through Thursday, really, both with Vicki Davis and Daryl Eberhardt. But the material that I'm able to bring out is not quite the same on those broadcasts as I would if I was just flying solo straight five like I have in the past. I may do very soon again in the future. We'll see how that all goes together. But I hope you're enjoying their angle of research, because this is more good stuff, new stuff to put into the mix. But we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. New comma after life. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness, there is a clause not separated by a comma. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The idea of liberty. Well, if we lived in a state of freedom, absolute and pure freedom, we would have no need of liberty. We would have no need for constraints and restraints on our freedom. But unfortunately, because man is a social creature and a political animal, as Aristotle said, we live in groups and we live in community, cities, civilized man, the politically socialized human being. And as a result, our freedoms are held in check by certain restraints. The more egregious those restraints are, the more authoritarian, paternalistic, or totalitarian our systems become. But the idea of liberty and the pursuit of happiness are joined, and we need to understand them very, very carefully. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Again, become vocal local. Your silence is implied consent, voluntary compliance, and affirmative action. The Republican and the Democratic model of the same thing, of advancing liberty Is that more control? More restraint? A greater reduction of freedom? I think so. Let's find out a little bit more about another character in history. In this, well, we won't have quite time, but when we come back after this first break, we'll go into John Maynard Payne and find out a little bit about this sociopath. Right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned again right here on our Friday, September the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we're getting the second hour underway. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, and I say that every day, oraclebroadcasting.com, and indeed I will be back on Monday, Labor Day. I don't celebrate any of the merchant man's holy days. I figure every day is a good day to work, as it would be a good day to die. Let's go back into our discussion. I want to introduce again to the audience a man named John Maynard Keynes. But by way of introduction, I want to speak briefly about his father, and then we'll go into a little bit of a study out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951. Of course, these articles were written prior to that, but published again and again and again in the inset of encyclopedias. I'd like to go to the encyclopedias for several reasons. One of the primary reasons is that it gives you a quick thumbnail sketch, sometimes a lengthy sketch, but a quick thumbnail sketch of a who's who. And a good encyclopedia will also then list the books that the people have written and any of the most important and significant things about them that you can then go on and continue to study, oftentimes right in the same set of encyclopedias, and broaden your understanding of an individual. Of course, today with Wikipedia and things like that, there are things you can do electronically if you don't have these old encyclopedias clogging up your floors as they do mine. But unfortunately, for many people, they don't start in this way. They don't go to the dictionaries anymore. They don't go to the encyclopedias, and so they stumble along blindly, accepting things that they've heard, they've never researched, and then they just mouth it over and over again. And so is the case with this John Maynard Keynes. Oftentimes, his name is mispronounced. And so you'll hear things like Keynesian economics. Cain is very interesting. You know, Adam raised up Cain, but it's not quite spelled the same way as that Cain, but it's certainly pronounced that way. So, John Neville Keynes, again, always this trouble with England. John Neville Keynes, an English economist, was born in Salisbury on August the 31st of 1852. He was born 100 years before me. He was educated at London, Cambridge universities and later served as a fellow at both schools. He was the father of John Maynard Keynes, and you would say Keynesian economics. Keynesian. Among his published works are Studies and Exercises in Formal Logic, published 1884, the fourth edition in 1906, reprinted in 1928, so you may be able to get a copy of John Neville Keynes' Studies and Exercises in Formal Logic, and he wrote Scope and Method of Political Economy in 1891, fourth edition, 1917, reprinted again in 1930. So similar is the life of John Stuart Mill, the son of James Mill. John Stuart Mill was a prodigy child of a very brilliant man, James Mill. And as they sometimes say that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, one could only expect that John Maynard Keynes, or Keynes, the son of John Neville Keynes, to follow in his father's footsteps, and follow he did. But his father obviously knew something of formal logic and likely would have been able to answer young John Maynard Keynes's questions in that regard. His father also was a principal in the development of the concept of political economy. And it's this Keynesian political economy that we're suffering today, summed up and in a nutshell, and it's altogether too brief, but it's sufficient. After having read Keynes' writings, I came up with this little phrase, and I don't know whether I found it in the writings or whether I just came up with it spontaneously, but anyway, it's basically spending, it's this specious and this false idea that you could actually spending your way into prosperity. You know that doesn't work in your checkbook. It doesn't work in mine. Many have come in their footsteps. There was the William Nickerson School of Real Estate Development of taking $1,000 out of your pocket and investing it and turning it into $1 million in real estate in your spare time. But there, you had a lot of sweat equity necessary when you were buying and remodeling and re-renting out all of these various properties. But, you know, today, someone could go to the bank, not today, last year perhaps, could go to the bank with little or no money in the bank, and they could borrow $1 million and buy a house and another $50,000 and buy a Mercedes, and they could strut around like the cock of the walk and call themselves a millionaire because they were over $1 million in debt. That's kind of the Keynesian mentality. But anyway, this John Maynard Keynes was the first Baron Keynes of Tilton. Baron Keynes of Tilton, English economist and financial expert, you know, the experts say, in political economy. He was born in Cambridge on June the 5th of 1883. He died in Tilton, Firle, Sussex, England, on April the 26th of 1946. Educated at Eton and King's College, Cambridge, served as a minor official in the Revenue Department of the India Office. Remember that John Stuart Mill was spent time in India as well in an official capacity. Again, and he returned to Cambridge in 1908 as a lecturer in economics, a position he held until his death. A member of the Royal Commission on Indian Finance and Currency, he joined the Treasury Department in 1915 and in 1919 went to the Paris Peace Conference as the principal representative of the Treasury and as the deputy for the Chancellor of the Exchequer on the Supreme Economic Council. Remember, whenever we're dealing with someone who was a professor, especially a professor at Cambridge, think of all of the young minds that he had the opportunity to influence and how many of those young minds had traveled to Cambridge, Oxford, Balliol, all of those, had traveled there from the United States of America to get their upper class education, if you will. And then, having sat at the feet of John Maynard Keynes, came back to the United States of America and began working a Keynesian political economy on our economic house. Very interesting here, however. Again, he joined the Treasury Department in 1915 and in 1919 went to the Paris Peace Conference as the principal representative of the Treasury and as the deputy of the Chancellor of the Exchequer on the Supreme Economic Council, and convinced of the economic impossibility of the reparations clauses of the Versailles Treaty, he resigned in protest from the Treasury in June of 1919, and later that year published his best-known work, The Economic Consequences of the Peace. Well, at least he had a heart. He understood the Versailles Treaty set the bar too high and that it would lead to world war again.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
However you found us, we are glad that you discovered the Oracle Broadcasting Network. With your continued support, we are able to provide a voice for new personalities and perspectives that need to be heard. Oracle Broadcasting weekday lineup includes power-packed shows like Mike Chambers Live, Become Vocal Local with Will Roberts, The Animal Farm Radio Show, Action Radio, Alex Andrews Outside the Box, and Live Free or Die Radio with Dee Rogers. Oracle Broadcasting's weekend lineup speaks for itself with The Free Zone with Freeman, McAfee's Further Parallel News Radio, Fordyke Country, Michael Herzog, The Armchair Survivalist, Esoteric Action Radio, The Intel Strike Report, just to name a few. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the free archives and all the new promotions and innovations located at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And we've returned once again, taking a look at John Maynard Keynes here, just to flesh out a little bit more understanding as we understand the new economic order and its history, its footings, its foundations, etc. Again, though, I'll just say it this way, I'll repeat it. Convinced of the economic impossibility of the reparations clauses of the Versailles Treaty. For all of you that studied the World Wars, the Worldwide World Wars, the Worldwide Wars, WWW, by the way, WWW1 and WWW.2.0, I guess they'd call it. Same thing. It's still a worldwide war, revolution and counter-revolution. But as I read about the Versailles Treaty and understood that the demands that were being made on the German people were impossible, and that there was no way they could possibly fulfill those demands. It was just a matter of time before the Second Worldwide War broke out. And Keynes was intelligent enough to see this. He resigned again in protest from the Treasury in June of 1919, and later that year published his best-known work, if you want to get a book. Here's one you might get, The Economic Consequences of the Peace. During the 1930s, he diagnosed the cause. Notice the use of the word diagnose, the cause. Isn't that what we suggest here? Like good physicians, rather than getting caught up and swept away in all of the symptomology and all of the victimology, that we concentrate our attentions on correctly analyzing and diagnosing the disease, and then with all diligence, press against that disease. If we can eradicate the disease, the symptoms go away and there will be an end to the victims. But, back to Keynes here, he diagnosed the cause of the Depression as a lack of mass purchasing power caused by severe deflation. A lack of mass purchasing power. What did Jorge Bush say? Everybody after 9/11, relax. Take the burden off your minds, folks. Go shopping. A lack of mass purchasing. And all of the work that the Fed is doing, throwing trillions and trillions here and there. The Cash for Clunkers program. The $1,500 go out and buy Energy Star appliances for your homes program. Mass purchasing. Anyway, Keynes, diagnosed this cause of the Depression as a lack of mass purchasing power caused by severe deflation. Apparently, he didn't know that the people behind the curtain were causing that deflation too, but withdrawing money from the market. And recommended, what did he recommend? Wide government spending to restore prosperity. Spending your way into prosperity. These are like indicators. These are clues as to whose philosophies are being implemented. The more we understand about all of these various and sundry isms, is we're the home of the philosophical radicalism. We go in and we study all of these philosophical radicals of the past, so that we can understand what it is that we're really up against here. Continuing here, although this theory did not win much favor with the British government, it formed the basis for Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal recovery program. Got a lot of wide circulation in this country. A member of the Committee of Finance and Industry from 1929 to 1931, he was appointed to the Treasury Consultative Council in July of 1940. The next year, he was elected a director of the Bank of England, and in 1942 was named First Baron of Tilton. Titles of nobility. During World War II, he urged that the government take steps to avoid inflation by a plan of deferred savings. Deferred savings. Oh, don't save any money now. Spend. Spend while you have it. Spend. Go spend. Spend your way into prosperity. Defer that savings. And certain of his suggestions were adopted in the British wartime budget. You realize and remember, of course, how much money the United States of America was asked to bail out Britain's budget. He, again, John Maynard Keynes, played a leading role in helping to crystallize the plans for a World Bank and stabilization of international currency at the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, in July of 1944. Shortly before his death, he had served as the chief negotiator of the British loan. That was from us to them. And in March 1946, as a member of the International Monetary Conference at Savannah, Georgia, where he participated in the first meeting of the governors of the World Bank and Fund, of which he was elected a vice president. He was generally considered to be Great Britain's most brilliant and influential economist. His works include A Treatise on Probability. Now, you see, his father wrote Exercises, Studies and Exercises in Formal Logic, and John Maynard Keynes writes A Treatise on Probability. That's crapshoots, you know. It's the odds of this, the odds of that. Probability. Who was the father of probability? Anyone know? He invented a barometer. Is that a clue? I'll let you figure it out. A Revision of the Treaty. That was another of his books. A Tract on Monetary Reform, A Short View of Russia, The End of Laissez-Faire, which he published in 1926, A Treatise on Money, published in 1930, Essays in Persuasion, in 1931, Essays in Biography, in 1933, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, published in 1936, and in 1940, he wrote a book titled How to Pay for the War. Well, there you go, a little bit about John Maynard Keynes, the Keynesian school of economics. Been working out of this book, an international symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth out of Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. I have a hardbound copy of this 1,083-page treatise on my table here. This was a library book. Didn't stick around in the libraries for long, though. These kind of dusty tomes were really destined for my library and not in the average man's library. But here, in a chapter, the opening chapter, this written by Gutkind, we've talked about him before, the good child, Gutkind. This is Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation. Of course, you know, we've been talking about IT, all things IT, where the beast computing system, in Vicki Davis' analysis, is the problem. It is the disease. And largely, I agree. I concur. I think the established two-party political system needs to go, beyond any question. But certainly this IT system, this interoperable computing system, is going to be our undoing if there are not some checks placed at the right time and in the right place. But as we get to understand what is GIS, GPS, global governance, understanding it better, we need to go back to the beginning, back into this 1955 period where so much new technology was coming on the scene, giving the people the opportunity to fly up high overhead in aircraft and better cameras to do aerial photography and aerial surveying, as they decided upon new ways to plan the economy and our lives. We'll be right back. Pick it up there after this bottom of the hour commercial intermission.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, our call-in number always remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in and join in the conversation, your calls are welcome. This symposium, this international symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, was sponsored by and put together by, and the write-up was published by Wenner-Gren Foundation. That's the Wenner-Gren, Wenner-Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research. And if you might look into the Wenner-Gren Foundation, you'll find some very interesting characters. Again, there's a very strong tie between not Prince Charles this time, but another one of the princes in the royal family. Very interesting story going on there. Certainly ties with the rise of Hitler's Germany, the Nazis, and all of that. Hate to always have to beat them up. there were a lot of people that were rooting for them, and rightly so sometimes, could be said. But we'll pick it up right here where we left off in this study. We said in the previous discussion about John Maynard Keynes that the fruit oftentimes doesn't fall far from the tree. And so many of these that were alive and writing in 1955, some still are, but they had family, and their family, and remember also that the daughters marry, and so sometimes you might be reading a research paper prepared by a Smith, but really she's a Jones on her father's side. So many of these authors, and there's a bunch of them that have contributed to this symposium, have been very influential in the last 100 years. One of the collaborators in this particular symposium was Lewis Mumford. And as we go through this, we are at least talking initially about planning. Urban planning, for sure. Garden cities, also. The idea of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, human settlement development planning. Planning for human settlement development, sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, and all of that rot. But our author here, Mr. Gutkind, writes, he says, the earth is fully known. Is it? Frontiers and walls as protection, and I really need to talk on protection so that we can understand what that really is in the greater scheme of things, perhaps next week. Frontiers and walls as protection are recognized as historical incidents and as useless demonstrations. See, in the modern age, walling in your city is no longer needful. When someone could place an atomic bomb under a cathedral downtown and detonate it, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, as examples. Oh, I don't believe that the fat boy was dropped from air. I think it was set on the ground and detonated. I might be alone in my thinking there, but that's my thought. And the author continues and he says, our towns are shapeless, flowing over into the country, you know, urban sprawl. At present, we are in a particularly dangerous but also particularly formative period of transformation. Transformation, key word. The old ideas of space are still strong, and the new conceptions have not yet found a concrete expression. This confused state of mind is visible in all parts of the world. Again, we're flying around, looking down on the surface of the earth from 5,000 feet, perhaps, or six, a mile up, thereabouts, in an aircraft, taking photographs, aerial photography, and then bringing them back and looking at this shapeless flowing and overflowing of urban growth into countrysides. The illusion of infinite spread and the conviction that individual and unrelated actions will produce a coherent whole are fading away, the death of individualism being prophesied. Individual and unrelated actions. In other words, you know best what to do with your land. This is fading away. In Agenda 21, it transforms into a global collective. Continuing here, it says, when we look down at the earth and at the results of man's transformations, we may be impressed by the quantitative change. Although this should not be overrated, but the qualitative aspects can hardly command the same positive tribute. Now, true enough. Left to his own devices, man can be a bit of a slob. And haphazard development certainly doesn't lend itself to anything cohesive or universal. But it can be quite interesting on the ground, but from above it looks a bit bizarre. Continuing along here, again, he's talking about quantitative as opposed to qualitative aspects. Quantitative, we have made much. We have highways and cities and suburbs and houses and houses and houses. But what is the quality of life in that Wally and June Cleaver suburb in Middle America? with the 57 Chevy parked in the driveway, what is the quality as opposed to the quantity of that change? We're being asked to change much and give much now by Barry the Usurper, but we were asked for plenty under Jorge Bush as well. Continuing, he says, the general picture is one of disintegration, disorder, and irresponsibility. Of course, in all of these change agents, they always want to find some place where there's disorder so that they can create order out of chaos. Only here and there, a few beginnings of coordination, much to learn about coordination in the future, systematic development systems, and responsibility can be discovered. The new feeling of space seems so far merely to be a cult of bigness. A cult of bigness. Metro 13. The idea of putting all of humanity into stack 'em and pack 'em compact cities. 7 stories wide and miles across. And it holds millions and millions of people in a hive-like stack of pancakes. Its true implications still await their consummation in a language of form which grows out of the deep layers of human creativeness. Understand the artistic, architectural overtones in all of this as well. That not all of those who've been planners and architects have been some bunch of wicked, evil ne'er-do-wells. Some of them are looking for a better way for people to live, a more enjoyable urban environment. But the author continues here under point D, we've already covered A through C in previous broadcasts, the widening scale of man's transformations suffers from the same and facile deception that bigness is identical with large enterprises. The problem is much more complex and will not be solved by the immature and blind boosters of quantity or by adherence to the dogma that quantity turns into quality. And we are asked today and in Agenda 21 in the preamble to remember that life is about being more as opposed to having more. And I'm sure that Barry the Usurper, as he addresses the children, K through 6, of course, going right into the cradle there, will be a heavy dose all about being more as opposed to having more. If and when the quantitative increase of change has reached an overwhelming scale, always the change agent's language. Moreover, scale, and it's so important, scale, like many other notions, is relative. Change, scale, is relative. And as August Comte said in his Catechism of Positivism and all of that rot, that everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. Everything is relative. And of course, following in his footsteps, Albert Einstein came up with his theory of relativity. I think, of course, his wife was the mathematician in the household, and he just borrowed her abacus. But that's to be discovered. When we fly from England to Japan, the gradual change of scale is perhaps the most striking impression. Scale is small in the British Isles. It increases over Europe, grows to large dimensions over Russia, only to decrease again over Japan. This is not exclusively the result of geographical factors, though these do play a not entirely negligible role. The more room you have to spread out, the more you'll spread out. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned once again right here for our last and final segment of today's 2-hour broadcast. We do have a caller on the line from the 314 area code. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your first name, please?
St. Louis, and my name is Merrick.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Questions, comments, ideas, thoughts?
Yeah, I have a question. I really don't know what's going on with your show right now, but I'm at vaccinationeducation.com.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find the inside of the flyer to print out to pass around my neighborhood and to all the schools. But I'm trying to find someone who can help me find the inside of the flyer because all the websites are saying error 404 and that they're gone.
That's very interesting. Now, have you gone to Mary Toko's website by any chance?
No, I haven't.
Childhoodvaccines.com, I think. No. Well, you've caught me. I don't have it on top of my table. Maybe I do. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Maybe I do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hold on half a second here. Let me see. I might have it right here.
Sure.
Let's see. Should have it. Maybe in this notepad.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you ready?
You know what flyer I'm talking about, right?
I know the one that you're talking about, but this one might give you a clue. She may have it linked. Type into your browser childflushots.com.
Childflushots.com?
That's correct. And then another one is childhoodshots.com.
Okay.
And both of those are Mary Toko's sites, and from there she has a number of links. She may very well have linked over to this vaccination.com, and or she may have the same kind of information that you're looking for.
great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome, and thanks for calling in. Glad I was able to help you on that.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great show. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. Well, there you go, folks. We can be resources sometimes, and I got lucky I had my notepad handy. Back to this article again. We're moving into a time period where the idea of regionalism is going to start to raise its ugly head. But, of course, when we're flying up above the world as little g gods drifting about from cloud to cloud in our aircraft photographing, it's easy to condemn others for what they've done on the ground. But when you're down on the ground level, sometimes all of this haphazard growth and development has geographic reasons and cultural and traditional reasons. You might not like my little town, but we that live here chose to live here or found ourselves living here and remained. And whether you like the hodgepodge we live in or not, it's none of your real affair. If you don't like it, leave town. Don't let the door hit you on the way out the other side. But back to our article here. It says, this is not exclusively the result of geographical factors, though these do play not entirely negligible roles. It is more the outcome of the changing attitude of the inhabitants toward their respective environments. As I said, however, the varying scale is manifest in many things which were far removed from the direct and physical influence of the environment. And it continues, gives other examples. For the gardens of Austria and Switzerland and the Japanese, the garden is a microcosm consciously created out of nature's overwhelming diversity as a concentrated nature within a limited space. For those of you who have ever studied the various and sundry gardening efforts of the Japanese, it's a marvel what they do with a small space, a small place. Creating an island of freedom or liberty of the mind, freedom of the mind, right there in their own yards and sometimes on a terrace or a patio, or even so much as a garden in a pot. But that's a little bit of a microcosm. We want to look a little bigger than that. The size of the paper on which we write is generally smaller in England than in Middle Europe and Russia, while it is smaller still in Japan. Or the houses, broadly speaking, they are smaller in England in general, larger in Europe and Russia, but distinctly smaller in Japan. This applies, of course, only to the indigenous and the old buildings, not to the Europeanized monstrosities dotted over the whole route. What then is the correct assessment of scale and its gradually widening character? The answer can be given succinctly. Today, we must reconcile two diametrically opposed aspects, the infinitely large and the infinitely small. Now, when we use the word infinity, rightly so, it's not quite the same as eternity. But we've talked about what is time and what is distance or space. There are belief systems involved in all of this, but as I mentioned once before on this broadcast, prompted by a broadcast, I believe it was either Mikananda Singh or perhaps Freeman spoke of it or had a guest. But when we think about time, time requires three basic criteria to convert an illusion of time into something more graspable, more meaningful. The first, of course, is that there needs to be an observer. Without an observer, time, like the proverbial tree that falls in the forest, it's just an illusion, it's meaningless. For time to have any real impact in reality, there needs to be a point of beginning and a point of ending. Otherwise, it's just infinity. It's the Mobius strip, a figure eight, no beginning and no end. Time without end, time without beginning. But give it a beginning point and give it a point of ending, and then you've got something you can work with. The third must be some unit of measure, a scale. And it is always the observer's prerogative to select the unit of measure or the scale. And time loses its meaning when an observer and his scale or unit of measure
is not handed on to the next generation. But if they will pass it on, the next generation can change the unit of measure and go from BC, or as they say, before the common era, to AD, Anno Domini, or the CE, common era, and divide it around some specious place and time, as, for instance, the birth of Christ. Arbitrary, holy, but convenient nonetheless. And it's up to the observers to make that demarcation. When we think about space, we have to have a certain belief system. If you believe in addition, then it's necessary to believe in subtraction. And if you can understand and believe in addition and subtraction, it's not a far leap to multiplication and division. But with greater detail and study, and had it not been for the Moors giving us the zero as a point of devising or division, a point on the number line, zero, had it not been for the zero, things would have continued to be quite confusing. But if you can accept 2 plus 2 equals 4, and 8 and 16 and 32 and 64 and 128 and 256 and so on, 512, 1024, 2048 on ad infinitum, eternally, getting bigger and bigger, then you must accept 1 half, 1 quarter, 1 eighth, 1 16th, 1 32nd, 1 64th, 1 128th, and so on into the smallest of particle. And all of that comes into more importance when we start getting involved in IT, high tech, especially as our ability to get into the most minute divisions of time and space are improved. Nanoseconds, micro dots, microchips, and those sorts of things. Once you can develop a robot that is the size of R2-D2, you just apply your mathematics of scale to it until you get it down to one of these little artery robots that go inside of your blood vessel and travel around doing Roto-Rooter projects for the person that's lucky enough or needful enough of that little robot in your blood vessels. It's still R2-D2, just smaller. It's like going from a big camera down to some of these things they call cameras today, the size of a credit card. Watches work the same way. So it continues here and it says, this means, therefore, not only an extension, but at the same time also a limitation in space. The new scale is more than the expression of a transformed environment as such. It is an intellectual adventure into the totality of phenomena and conditions which surround us. And it just gets to be more and more involved as we get into the process, folks. We'll pick some of this up again on Monday. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
However you found us, we are glad that you discovered the Oracle Broadcasting Network. With your continued support, we are able to provide a voice for new personalities and perspectives that need to be heard. Oracle Broadcasting's weekday lineup includes power-packed shows like Mike Chambers Live, Become Vocal Local with Will Roberts, The Animal Farm Radio Show, Action Radio, Alex Andrews Outside the Box, and Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers. Oracle Broadcasting's weekend lineup speaks for itself, with The Free Zone with Freeman, McAfee's Third Third Parallel News Radio, Cordite Country, Michael Herzog, The Armchair Survivalist, Esoteric Action Radio, The Intel Strike Report, just to name a few. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out the free archives and all the new promotions and innovations located at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse.
Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.